If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 15. Now, Dave, as we've been progressing through this, if somebody was listening last week, they probably noticed that we not only did not move forward, we actually moved back a verse.
Really?
Yeah, well, sometimes we do that. We go back over some things and so on. So not to be alarmed, but we will get through Acts chapter 15 eventually, if the Lord tarries. Mm-hmm. But we're going to pick up with verse 21. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders, with the whole church, to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia.
Well, Tom, maybe we'll try to move faster today.
Well, Dave, that wouldn't be hard compared to last week.
Right.
But that's not the point. The point is, are we exegeting the Scriptures? Are we bringing some understanding?
Well, I think, first of all, what they're saying, and this is James, of course, who seems to have a position of leadership, not Peter.
Right.
And we noted, I think, a week or two ago that Paul comments in Galatians chapter 1 that James intimidated Peter. So I don't think he was the Pope. Of course, there was no such thing. But anyway, the controversy has come up whether Gentiles need to be circumcised and keep the law and so forth. And they've met to discuss this, and they have come to the conclusion that that is not right. That's not part of the gospel. This was what Paul's big argument of them was. This is the gospel we're talking about. How do you get saved? How do you get to heaven? And then as far as how do you want to live the life, what rules should we go by and so forth, they say, well, Moses hath of old time in every city, those who preach him, it's read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. So there's an influence from the law. We could go beyond that. That influence is in every conscience, mm-hmm. Romans chapter 2 tells us. So, in other words, we don't have to go into details. Don't lie and steal and kill and so forth. Don't be covetous. But there are some things that they want to emphasize. And that's what they're talking about now. So the apostles and elders, that is, in Jerusalem, they sent chosen men with Paul and Barnabas, and they went back to Antioch to deliver this because the church in Antioch was really troubled by this.
Mm-hmm.
These men came from headquarters, seemingly. There's really no headquarters, but
right, this is the Judaizers, those who were trying to put them under the law.
Right. This is where the church began. This is where Christ was crucified and rose from the dead. And it's from Jerusalem that the gospel spread out around the world. So they must have some authority back there. And Paul is saying, look, our authority comes from the Lord, not from some men, but anyway, I don't think that's what the apostles and elders back there really believe. Let's go back and have a discussion with them and have it out with them, and of course, that's what this chapter is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the letter that they write begins, for as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, these guys came up with this on their own. Like Peter Wagner, I shouldn't even bring him in, but what are they going to do? We're going to have a new college of cardinals or some kind of authority? No. And the authority comes from the Lord. The authority comes from His Word.
Right.
And, of course, the Bible is in the process of being written at this point, inspired of God. And so we're getting a little insight into what went on at the very beginning. Paul, the apostle, it's very important that he, I believe, was the chief apostle. He certainly wrote most of the epistles. He certainly corrected Peter, and he claimed to have been in touch with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I certify you, brethren, Galatians 1, the things that I learned. I didn't go up to those who were apostles before me in Jerusalem. I learned this from the Lord Himself. I have met the resurrected Jesus Christ, okay? That's where the authority comes from. So now the apostles and elders are of one mind. They've discussed this, and they send this letter back to Antioch to kind of put out the fire that
right
there.
Well, it goes on. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth.
So, being assembled with one accord, in other words, there's not a division about this. We all know that this is God's will. The law was not for Gentiles, and Tom, we have that teaching today. Seventh-day Adventists, for example, we must keep the Sabbath. As I've often commented, we, in fact, earlier in the program, we mentioned that the law has been written in every human conscience. Well, does any human conscience have written in it to keep the Sabbath? No. The Sabbath was only for the Jews. And we can prove that from many scriptures. We won't take time for many scriptures, but we will just go to one. Psalm 147, verse 19. He, that is God, showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. So, he didn't deal this way with any other nation. God's dealings with Israel were very special. And then if we went to Ephesians chapter 2, of course, which we could quote, but we might as well turn there. Ephesians 2. In time past, you walked according to the course of this world. You Gentiles, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Well, he goes on, he says, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But of course, now you've learned that you've got to keep the law so you can join us Jews. Now what it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So that's what they're talking about here. It's the salvation is in Christ. He paid the penalty for our sins, and we're one now. And it has nothing to do with keeping the law of Moses, and that was strictly for the Jews, especially the Sabbath. And there is nothing here. Here they are in Acts 15. They're going over this. If anybody doubts it, they're having it out over this very issue. Must we keep the law? Seventh-day Adventists? You better think about this or others. There are others who want to be under the law. No. The early apostles and elders met in Jerusalem and discussed this very thing. And they concluded that we are not to keep these ceremonial rules that were laid down. There is a moral law that we all know, but it has nothing to do with keeping the Sabbath or these sacrifices and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So, Dave, the letter concludes with an admonition. It says, "For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well."
So, Tom, I would say, you're not commanded to eat kosher. Might be healthier if you do.
Dave and Tom will take up their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you, from books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 3906. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And What Will the Earth Be Like at the Rapture? In Religion in the News, Democracy in Iraq. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, can people be demon-possessed today? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.